Hi, and welcome to the 62nd episode of the Language Mannerings podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about the polyglot conference in Thessaloniki, Greece, that's coming up in October 2016. And the reason why I'm thinking about this is I just received an email about the latest AdOne Challenge group, number 16, that is opening up, and they have some really interesting promotions and sponsorships going on, in this case with Richard Simcott and Alex Rawlings. One of the possibilities is that for people who would be learning Greek, they would have like a monthly hangout to discuss learning Greek with Alex and Richard. And so this got me thinking about how would I go about learning Greek if that were the case. I mean, right now I'm in the AdOne Challenge, the 15th group, learning Russian, and today is my 51st day, and so I still have until the end of June with this current challenge in which I'm learning Russian. But I was thinking, what would be my strategy if, let's say, in July to October, if I had an opportunity to go visit Greece, how would I go about learning Greek for 3 months, especially from scratch? So the first thing I would do is start speaking to native speakers in Greece immediately. That's the thing I've learned mostly with this Russian challenge, is that the more I speak with native speakers, the better I get, the more comfortable I get. And so right now my confidence of speaking any foreign language is pretty high. And if I just was starting from scratch with Greek, there's no reason why I should suddenly become shy and timid and nervous about making mistakes, because I know that as a complete beginner, I would be making tons of mistakes and it would not be a problem. It's part of the learning process. So the first thing I would definitely do is start scheduling tons of Skype chats with people who are from Greece and or people who are advanced in their Greek studies. And so I know that there are people in my Facebook group who we're now getting very close to reaching 10,000 people, and I know there are a couple of people from Greece. So I would definitely start asking those people some questions about how I could go about starting a conversation with them. What would be some of the things for, like, the hello, how are you? So I would use the Omniglot resources by Simon Agger. That's a really good way to get started. I would probably go check out a Memrise course to get some basic vocabulary and to start becoming familiar with the pronunciation. Also with people in my language group, I would ask them to help me make some recordings of material so I could hear the pronunciation. I would also start writing some texts, primarily in English, first about myself, saying, like, I'm an English teacher, where I live, where I'm from, what my interests are, what my hobbies are, what languages I speak, just a lot of personal information about myself. And I would ask somebody to translate that into Greek for me, and then also record that so that I could not only start learning phrases that would be personalized to me, I would also start learning the pronunciation. I would probably take those phrases, once I would learn the pronunciation, I would start making some YouTube videos and upload that so that people could hear my pronunciation in Greek. I would include the text. I would start posting the same text on italki. Perhaps if it were with a translation, obviously it would probably be correct already, but I would start adding some of these phrases into italki articles to get feedback from native speakers. Then on top of that, I think if I started to become comfortable posting some of these YouTube videos of me speaking Greek, I would probably upload those to Benny Lewis's Speak in 3 Months upload area, where people are speaking the language for the first time. What else would I do? I would start listening to the radio for, like, the TuneIn radio.com. And I wouldn't be worried about listening to the language and not understanding anything. My first approach would probably be to take any word that I would recognize. I would write down what it was, and I'm probably fairly certain that there would be a lot of international words, things like politics, government, things that might be obviously from a Greek origin that I might be familiar with in English or French or even Russian or even Spanish. So I would take a lot of those international words. I would go into my English vocabulary and start looking at a lot of words that would have Greek roots. So things like helio for sun, or poly for many, and things like hydro for water. Taking those kinds of examples and then going into actual Greek vocabulary to try to find those expressions. What else would I do? I would start looking at the readmetro.com to see if there was an edition for Athens. I would also start taking a look at some of the newspapers from Greece, for example, from Athens. Start taking a look at like the headlines and some basic articles, and just focus on words that I would recognize at first, so that I wouldn't get overwhelmed with new vocabulary. And what else would I do? I would start compiling those words that I do recognize so I could focus on their pronunciation. I would definitely be reviewing the alphabet, because when I got started with Russian, I recognized that there were a lot of words that the letters that were used from Greek. So I did go back. This is like 15 years ago, so I haven't really done much since then to work on the Greek alphabet, but I do recognize the like alpha, beta, delta, gamma, epsilon, phi. I do recognize some of those letters and what their shape is, what they look like, although it was like the capitalized letter and the lowercase, and just kind of maybe getting some confusion with some letters. So I would need to review that. I would also go look for a Foreign Service Institute course from the American government to see if they had one for Greek. I'm fairly certain that they do. So I would take a look at those materials that they have for Greek in terms of basics. The Foreign Service Institute usually has some things for like FAST, which is like a first time abroad and accelerated assimilation, so people, diplomats, can get familiar with the kind of Greek language and conversational Greek, so that if they have to be sent overseas within like 3 months or something like that, they could be up to speed fairly quickly. So that's a lot of material that I would be working with first, but definitely not hesitating to start speaking with native speakers. If I have an opportunity, maybe start recording some of those conversations so I could hear the other person's corrections. I also wouldn't necessarily force myself to speak Greek immediately. I might do some cross-talking so that I could build up some rapport with those native speakers. So I might speak in English. I might ask them to speak in English and maybe say a few words in Greek when it's appropriate, so that I can start getting familiar with their pronunciation. But primarily, I would want to build up a friendship or some kind of rapport with a few of those people so that I would feel comfortable speaking with them and not just jump straight into a arbitrary conversation in a foreign language without really feeling comfortable with that particular person. I may end up scheduling a few classes with an online tutor, like on Italki, or maybe even some professional teachers through Italki. I would also ask some fellow learners for some recommendations of who are some good teachers that they've enjoyed working with. I might also ask people, if they are studying Greek, if they can send me their notes, especially if they were when they were a beginner. That way I could start to see what were some of the grammar mistakes that they made, what were some of the core vocabulary words that they learned, especially I would take a look at like vocabulary lists that would have the most frequent words in the language. So like the top 100, top 200, top 1,000, I would focus on those. I may not necessarily use a memorized course that would just use those top 100, 500, 1,000 words, because it may just feel very arbitrary and there may not be example sentences. There probably would be pronunciation, but the problem with just having isolated words for me is that it really doesn't stick. So I really like the idea of putting a word in a sentence, maybe even personalizing the sentence to myself so that I can relate to it, having some pronunciation with it, maybe associating that sentence with a picture or a video, something visual that I could use. And if I could create my own web apps for those vocabulary words and audio and text, and maybe even pictures, I think that would be something that could be really helpful for me to start working on the vocabulary words. I would also probably develop my own web app to create a Google form that could feed into a Google spreadsheet, and that would be combined with a web app that I've started to develop a little bit with dictionaries, so that whenever I do a text box, instead of having that text box go straight on a website like a dictionary or like a wordreference.com, I actually have my own text box send the results of that search into an iframe on a website, so that and as soon as it logs that research, it will store the vocabulary word into a list. So as I am consulting a dictionary, I'm not losing those search results. I can save them into a with a Google form. I can save the definition that helps me or the translation. I can save that into a Google spreadsheet. And then after that, I have another web app which extracts data from a Google spreadsheet and can also kind of emulate a memorized feel in terms of mixing and matching vocabulary words with their definition, or vocabulary word in an image, or vocabulary in the sound. Or so I can do a lot of interesting things if I build up the spreadsheet. So that would be another thing for working on my vocabulary and starting to personalize the vocabulary and listen to the pronunciation. And definitely, yeah, speaking with native speakers, writing texts on italki. What else would I do? I may not have too much time to watch movies in Greek, but what I could try to do is take the subtitles from the movies and try to find the subtitles in English, then take those two sets of subtitles, put them side by side in like an Excel spreadsheet, and then if I do have an opportunity to watch some of the movie audio, maybe like 30 minutes, I could be able to watch the movie and look at the subtitles in the Excel spreadsheet kind of little by little as the movie is progressing. And I probably would not necessarily watch the entire movie straight through. I probably would watch it in chunks. So I would watch maybe 5 to 10 minutes of a conversation, then study the vocabulary, make sure I kind of could read what it was and understand what they were saying based on the translation of the other subtitles, and then also make sure I could follow the conversation by looking at the subtitles at the same time they were speaking, so I could associate the sound of the language with the text. Then I would take that same scene, at least watch it 3 or 4 times to make sure I could start to recognize the pronunciation and follow the words at the same time, until I could go back and just listen to the words by themselves and try to gather the understanding based on the sound, and not necessarily just the sound plus the text, but so I could develop my ear with that. That would be another way to gain kind of familiarity with the pronunciation and some basic phrases, perhaps, if, depending on the kind of movie it is and the vocabulary. And with the radio, obviously I probably would not be able to have a transcript with the radio. And I would also try to watch interviews with perhaps famous people. If there are interviews on YouTube, I would try to find those in the original Greek and to get familiar with certain actors or politicians, or I don't know who they would be. I would try to do that. I would also go on to Spotify and try to find some Greek musicians and listen to their music and listen to the lyrics as many times as I could. First, I would focus on listening to music that I would enjoy. So if it's just a song that I don't like the music, but somebody tells me that the lyrics are good, that's not enough. I prefer first to start working with music that I enjoy listening to. And then if I listen to that and I like it, maybe I will move over and start looking at the lyrics. So that's something that's important for me to do. And that usually gives me some help with the pronunciation. It probably not necessarily for getting a lot of vocabulary words, because usually those lyrics, they might have, depending on what style it is, if it were a music from like the 1960s, 1950s, maybe it would have a story. I mean, just based on things I know about popular music from that time period, people were still creating stories. But basically, that's everything I would do for like 3 months if I had to learn Greek from scratch, starting like July. And hopefully, if that were possible, I would definitely want to be able to join the Add One Challenge to focus on using Greek. And if I had the opportunity to work with Richard and Alex, that's something that I would love the opportunity to do, since they have a lot of great ideas for learning languages and motivating people. And since they are definitely the two people who have organized the Polyglot gathering and the Polyglot conference, so it would be great to get their insight and start working with them. I hope this approach has given people who are listening to this podcast some ideas for whatever language that they are interested in learning. So this is just me brainstorming how I would go about learning a language from scratch and going through speaking with native speakers on Skype or Google Hangouts, listening to the radio with iTunes, InTune radio, listening to interviews on YouTube, looking at materials from the Foreign Service Institute, perhaps also podcasts, if there was like a podcast 101 for Greek, that's something I would do. Also listening to music on Spotify, that's another thing that I would do. Reading the Metro News, which is basically kind of a summarized contracted form of an article, and the vocabulary is usually not that complicated, so that's a simple way to get some vocabulary and see some grammatical structures. And if you're up to date with current events in the world, it's a way that you can kind of follow some of those the news, and also maybe see some things that might be in local regional news, so things that might be in Athens or the region around that, or depending on where the newspaper is from. Also in terms of writing, I think I would try to work on writing with my hand, with pen and paper, because that usually helps develop some kind of muscle memory. Maybe I might experiment with the gold list method from David James, or I might upload pictures of my writing to Instagram and get feedback from people. That's maybe another possibility, but I would definitely use text to put these in short examples that might be corrected on Italki or Lang 8 or Govolubel. And what else? So yeah, that's speaking, listening, writing, and reading for the basic news and things. And perhaps for the gamification, develop my own web apps, or maybe get some inspiration from some lists on Memrise. I'm not sure if Duolingo has Greek, but I could check that out to see some basics as well. Get some see some of the ideas of vocabulary that they use. And overall, I think that would cover the main things of speaking, listening, reading, writing, but definitely focusing on speaking first, which most people I think would do at the end. But based on the results that I've seen so far from my speaking in Russian and those YouTube videos, I've been getting an enormous amount of progress based on focusing on speaking. So those are just some ideas, and I think you could definitely apply these to whatever language that you are approaching. So I hope this has been helpful, hearing me brainstorm about this. And if you have any questions about this, you can send me an email at hugginsinternational@gmail.com. That's HUGGINS international@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to schedule an English lesson with me, you can visit my website at hugginsinternational.com. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and I look forward to the next one, which will be an interview with Richard Simcott. So take care and see you soon.